So I did a little experiment. We were talking yesterday about hat wearing and the issue of hats. So we were concerned, what about baseball hats? Maybe that has a brim of a tefach and it's for shade, and maybe that should be a problem of Ohel Arayis. So you should just know, I went home and measured my baseball cap, assuming that my baseball cap is a normal baseball cap. Assuming that. I'm happy to report that the brim was slightly less than a tefach. And lest you think that I happen to have a big hand, first of all, I don't. Second of all, so bismaneinu, we're not into the natural shiurim and stuff. So you can go online or you can go to Svarim and they translate all of the different shiurim, which are from the natural world, into like very objective, you know. So, yeah, exact numbers of centimeters and all that. So the different estimates at the length of a tefach, the smallest estimate is 8 centimeters. And the brim of my baseball cap is only 7. So assuming my baseball cap is normal, there's no problem whatsoever. It's not even a tefach. So whoever invented the baseball cap, they knew what they were doing. I'm sure it was Jewish. Yeah, I'm sure it was Jewish. Okay. Well, we may as well dedicate our shiur as well to the to Aliyas Neshama for Sara Bas Reuven. So yeshu koch. Okay, yesterday we were talking about Mavir and Mechabe and lighting fires, extinguishing fires, Shabbos, Yontiv. Okay, we spoke about many of the important issues. It should be noted that if you heat up metal to the point that it gets red hot, that's a malacha of Mavir. Even though there's no flame in the classic sense, that counts as a flame. Okay, or whatever, it's a malacha of Mavir. This is true of many appliances. Appliances that produce heat, they often have coils, metal coils, that may very well reach this stage. Whether it's a heater or a plata, or, you know, certainly electric ovens, stovetops and the like. So this is, even though you don't see a flame, there definitely is a possibility for a malacha of mechabe involved. Mavir, and when you turn it off, mechabe. Okay, here's an interesting discussion that the poskim had. We mentioned the following, that there is a principle in halacha when it comes to yontiv of mitoch shehutra letzorech, hutra nami shelo letzorech. Remember that? Does this ring a bell from yesterday? What did it mean?
If you're doing something that's needed.
You should write this down. Open up the notebooks. Okay, hold on a second. Open up the notebooks. Whoever doesn't have a notebook, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. You need to have something to take notes with.
Once we're ready allowed to open that, there should be allowed for.
Okay, so mitoch shehutra. So I put it on the board yesterday. So in theory, really, really, really should be, you know, in your notes already. Okay, so mitoch shehutra litzorech, hutra nami shelo litzorech. That means that because for certain malachas, well, once they're already permitted on yontif for the purposes of ochel nefesh, we permit it even if it's not for the purpose of ochel nefesh, with the caveat that it has to be for a tzorech hayom. It specifically talks about mavir and hotzah, those two malachas.
What's hotzah carrying?
Now, we should point out, that this principle only applies to a malacha that one is doing for a benefit that's considered to be shave l'chol nefesh. Okay? It has to be shave l'chol nefesh. It's something that everybody likes or everyone enjoys. Everyone participates in. So that leads to the following interesting discussion. What about smoking on yontiv? Smoking a cigarette. Hold on one second. I'll just introduce it with the following historical workup, and then it'll work down to the fact that obviously nowadays we know that smoking is very harmful to your health. So there were poskim who wrote the following: that smoking, you know, you're obviously lighting a cigarette, so that's a malacha of havara. But mitoch shehutra letzorech, hutra nami shelo letzorech. So you're allowed to do so on yontiv. On the other hand, it's not shave l'chol nefesh because not everybody likes to smoke. So some poskim wrote, well, since smoking is healthy, so therefore it counts as shave l'chol nefesh anyway. counts as shavu l'chal nefesh. So what about bizmanenu? So bizmanenu, so you have some people, I've seen people smoke on yontif. They're relying on this heter, that it counts as shavu l'chal nefesh, even though there are lots of people who don't like to smoke. Why? How can you say shavu l'chal nefesh? Apparently, this is the svar, that since it's something which is good for you, so then it's shavu l'chal nefesh. So it's in the poskim that said it, so therefore, even though we know it's not true, so it doesn't matter. You can't say that they were wrong, because that's kfira. So therefore, obviously, it still is true, shavu l'chal nefesh. That's the basic attitude. So this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous halachic reasoning. If you look in many of the great gedolei poskim of recent years, so they point out that this is ridiculous. So there are tshuvas. Rav Moshe Sternbuch, who was not known for being like so open to the world, let's just say. But Rav Moshe Sternbuch, Rav Asher Weiss, and others. So the tshuvas go something like this. You know, you cannot say it's shavu l'chol nefesh anymore. We know that that's not true, that's healthy. L'hefech, it's unhealthy. Hold on a second. Once you're asking about whether it's mutter to smoke on Yontif, why don't you ask if it's mutter to smoke during the rest of the year? It's not. It's not mutter. This is something which we know bivadalis is very harmful to your health. That on average it shortens a person's lifespan significantly. So it's not mutter. So the only discussion amongst poskim bizmanenu is it completely awesome no matter what? Or look, if one cigarette is not going to have a harmful impact on your health. It's only if you smoke regularly. So maybe the iser is getting addicted. But if you don't get addicted, one time is not iser. Everyone agrees that to become a smoker is definitely iser. I personally am of the humble opinion, like many, in accordance with many of the poskim who hold, that since each time that you smoke, it starts getting you hooked. It gets you more along the lines of becoming dependent. So then it's usher to do so. It's usher al pi halacha to smoke. Even though there's a lot of very firm people who smoke, that doesn't mean that it's mutter. What's that?
Basically all of Israel.
Not all of Israel. First of all, no guy does not smoke. No, it's very common. It was very common in yeshivas that people smoked. It was very, very common. And people change habits very slowly. So in some yeshivas, in yeshivish places, it's still very common. Chassidish circles, very common. I don't know what to tell you. I don't think it's mutter. I really don't. What's that?
It helps you sit down. It helps you
sit down in the short term. Then you become dependent on it, and then you can't learn without it. So then it overall has a harmful effect on your ability to focus. So I know that in Igros Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he says that it's not usher, it's stupid. Stupid, but not usher. But his sons already, Rav Moshe Feinstein's own sons, pointed out that at the time that he wrote that tshuva, it was starting to be, they already had some knowledge of the fact that it was probably harmful, but the full range of information was not available yet, and that they think that he would hold up his manenu, that it's definitely usher. Yeah.
What about cigars?
All right, I'm not holding in all the ins and outs of the different types of things that you can smoke. Yeah.
Cigars, you don't inhale into your lungs, they don't have tar and nicotine, which you can get black in your lungs, you can't get addicted to them.
You cannot, and what?
A cigarette, yeah. you inhale into your lungs, it has tar and nicotine, which nicotine is the thing that makes you addicted, and
okay.
Tar blackens your lungs.
Yeah.
A cigar, you only pinch your mouth for the taste of the smoke, and it doesn't have tar or nicotine, so it's not addicting, it doesn't harm you. The only risk of cigars is that for people who smoke an immense amount, it's not even the smoke that gives you mouth cancer. The tobacco sitting on your lips for a very, very long time can release certain chemicals that can give you lip cancer. But that's been proven that it's only for people who literally keep a cigar in their mouth for a few days.
Listen, it's not our culture. Cigar smoking is not our culture. I think we should avoid it.
Winston Churchill.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Very, very,
very.
Cigars, like cigarettes, contain nicotine. The substance that can lead to tobacco dependence.
Oh boy!
Both sides of cigar can contain as much nicotine as you several cigarettes. If you inhale cigars, you can get as much nicotine as if you smoke cigarettes.
Wait! Can you check the?
Oh boy! Check the facts. You gotta check the facts.
Check Cuban ones.
Whew.
Not only does he know about cooking, he also knows about cigars.
On Google, it's a Google answer.
Google answer.
According to Google answer, the information is not correct. Anyway, what can I tell you? Lani is daiti. It's also to smoke. However, even if you would insist that really maybe it's not also to smoke all year round, it's definitely also to smoke on Yontiv. Even if you see very frum people with long beards doing it, it's still not mutter.
All the people like they do is like take from like the existing flame and then light it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's only mutter.
Obviously, they're not putting out their light.
That's only mutter because of mitoch shirtul and tzorach genami shalom tzorach. Okay, so transferring from an existing flame is a malacha of mavir. That's only mutter because of mitoch. Mitoch has a built-in limitation, which it has to be shavu l'chol nefesh. Smoking is not shavu l'chol nefesh, and therefore it's not mutter to light it from an existing flame.
Also,
not mutter.
Usser. Usser to use, if you have a yahrzeit candle and you light a lighter from it, can't you not do that? Because when you take your finger off and the flame goes out.
It's going to be a problem in terms of the mechaba. Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
So if smoking is prohibited due to the danger, what about other dangers or risky activity?
No, Chanami, things that people consider to be dangerous are dangerous. So then the question is, how do you define dangerous? Enochanami. So what about food? Enochanami. Overall, altogether, at a big picture level, a person has a chiyuv to be healthy, and that means a person has a chiyuv to eat healthy. Food is a little bit different than smoking for two reasons. One is that you need to eat in order to live, so you need to do that. You don't need to eat. It's true that you don't need to eat ice cream. That's true. At the same time, no, it's not really true.
That's not true.
It's not true. And ice cream, as delicious as it is, does not make you chemically dependent on it the same way that that nicotine does. So I think it's harder to argue that each spoon of ice cream is usher. But in a chanami, overall, big picture, you are mechuyev to live a healthy lifestyle in all ways. That means you have to eat healthy, I agree.
Is margarine 100%.
I'm not. Each time that you eat something with margarine, it's not forbidden. Okay, but are you mechuyev to live a healthy lifestyle, and that means cutting down on your margarine? Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll tell you the truth, there's no reason to have it, okay? You get used to food. A lot of taste is a matter of what you're used to. You get used to eating food without margarine, without butter, so you like it, and you don't like as much when it has the butter, when it has the margarine. So it just makes sense. It just makes sense, and I think that it makes a lot of sense also. What's that?
It's like a Twinkie has to be halal.
Twinkie's not even kosher.
Okay. You don't. Okay.
When?
Or do you all have the opinion that skiing is usher?
I know that those are. Willig is quoted as saying that skiing is usher. I don't know. Lani is daiti. I wouldn't go that far. I would not go that far.
Okay.
I don't think I would speak that way.
Are you kidding me?
I really don't. Okay. The truth is, a person, again, Rabbi Zai, a person does have to be very responsible, and I think that a Torah perspective on life dictates that it's not worth it to go down a really exciting slope when there's a, you know, Lamaisa, there is a chance that a person will seriously injure himself. It's not worth it. From a Torah mindset, it's not worth it.
It's not worth getting a car.
A car is much...
How's a car? More people get killed in car accidents than you can do in skiing.
That's because a lot more people drive than go skiing.
No, percentage-wise, more people get killed.
But there's also a difference because car is relating to the necessities of life, and skiing is about thrill-seeking. It's about thrill-seeking. So I didn't say that I think it's usher to go skiing. I'm not saying it's usher to go skiing. However, I think that care and caution is definitely required. And just in terms of priorities, you know, a person should not be, I don't think that a person should be stretching the limits of his, you know, of his skill when it comes to the issue of your health is at risk and your life is at risk. A lot of people do get injured.
So skydiving, bad diving.
My brother got
injured. Okay. All right, we have to stop here, unfortunately.